Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Jenny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How are you?
I'm good, Jenny. How am I to help you?
Well, I have a host of problems, but my main problem is I work. I have no health insurance. Where do I begin? Last year I attempted suicide. I have mental health problems. I have physical health problems, and I can't see a doctor, and I can't get any help from anyone because I do work.
Well, I mean, what about Obamacare? Isn't that going to cover you?
You have to have health insurance. And right now, I can't afford any health insurance because I owe the government $8,000 in back taxes. I've lost my home, lost my car, and every penny I make goes to paying bills.
All right, Jenny, first of all, if you owe the government money and you're working, have you actually sat down with somebody from the IRS?
No.
All right, that's where I would start, because, look, the IRS isn't trying to destroy you. They just want the sense that you were serious about paying them. So, and I know a number of people have done this. This isn't just sort of policy statement or apocryphal. And I know a number of people have actually sat down with the IRS and worked out a payment plan so that they can get out from underneath the sense that you have is that, you know, I'm never going to get out of this, you know, that I owe the government money. So that's the first thing I do. And now that tax season has come and gone, I would call up the local IRS and take in any of the records that you have, take in your pay slip, and go and see if you can't negotiate some kind of payment plan from them that gives you a little bit more wiggle room, number one, because that's something you can do, all right? Number two, I don't know what state you live in, but in most states, even if you're working and you are below a certain level, that you can apply for health insurance that the state or the city will subsidize for you. So that's certainly something to look into. Because it sounds like you have some legitimate issues that you really need some help. That if you're feeling, first of all, that nobody likes being in debt. But the government really isn't trying to destroy you. They just want the sense that you will pay what you owe. But go talk with them, and you'll be surprised. And just make sure you take any of the records that you have in. Make sure that you take your payslip so they understand you're not just having them have a hard luck story, that you are have. When did you start owing the money? From when did you owe the money?
Well, I was going through some depression, so you know, when you're in depression, you don't do anything. You'll let things go. For 2 years, I didn't file my taxes, so it's back taxes for 2 years.
But had you paid taxes before then, Jenny?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when have you started trying to repay part of the money that you owe the government?
No, I just filed the taxes with an accountant, and, I owed them $4,000, and then on top of what I owed them with doing my taxes again, now it's a total of $8,000 I owe them.
Yeah, because they may be willing to waive some of the penalties and some of the interest. I would make an appointment, and you can take your accountant if you want, but I'd try it by myself first. I mean, I don't think you have anything to lose. And I don't know, some accountant's going to call up and tell me that's not very wise, and I'm perfectly willing to listen to that. But either I would take your accountant, ask your accountant, but you need to go talk with them because they're, I mean, as I said, I know of probably at least half a dozen cases, and these were people who were not nearly in as bad shape as you were in, or as I mean, they owed more money than you owed, and they made deals. So that, I mean, don't overlook that. You have nothing to lose, right? So go talk with them.
No.
Number one. Number two, I would call up. How old are you?
55.
You know what? You may be eligible. I'll tell you what I would do. I would call up the Council on Aging, because at 55, you may be eligible because you're 55. And just see what, explain to them the situation. Explain to them that you're suffering from depression, that you got behind in your tax bills, that you're working, and you need to see a therapist. You need to have some health insurance and see what they suggest. Look, kiddo, don't get isolated. Don't feel like nobody understands you, nobody's going to help you. But you may have to do a little bit of groundwork on your own. And I know that's hard to do when you're feeling kind of bummed out. But I don't want you to be ashamed. I want you to go and get some help. So number one, go talk with the IRS. Number two, call the Council on Aging, and they should be listed in the front of your phone book, or you can call information. All right. Now, what about your car? What's the deal with your car?
Well, the car, that's all I own. Well, I've lost the car. I had a car. I was making $500 a month car payment, which was too much for
me to be able to keep on paying.
And then I let my house be foreclosed because I couldn't keep up with the payment on that.
All right. Let's go back on the house. Are you still living in that house?
No, I'm renting now.
How long ago did you have to vacate the house?
It's been over a year ago.
Well, that's probably gone. But you know, next time,
it's been sold.
Next time, listen. Everybody who's in the same situation, go talk to the bank. Look, the bottom line, the sort of theme of all this, Jenny, is when you get in trouble, yell, ask for some help. Don't feel like you're just all by yourself and nobody understands you, and this is the only person it happens to. Banks are willing to do. Banks don't want your house; they just want you to pay them the money so you can work out a deal with them. The government doesn't want to destroy you. They want to keep you employed and healthy and happy so you can continue to pay them. They'll make deals with you. The city government very likely has some ideas for you about where to get some health insurance and where to get some, either with or without insurance. You've been paying taxes for most of your life to go and get some care. I got it. And the fact that you came on hard times is, you know, and maybe you're eligible for food stamps. I don't know. But let's get you some help, Sugar Plum. And it sounds like you're a fighter. It sounds like you're very proud and you had a tough time and you're just determined. You're not trying to cheat anybody. You're not trying to get away with anything, but you're just kind of being overwhelmed. So let's make those steps. All right. So so you've got a place to rent right now. What kind of job do you have?
I'm a nurse.
Okay, good. Listen, are you in a hospital setting?
Nursing home.
Go talk to whoever's in charge of the nursing home. Don't tell them you're suicidal, all right? Because they don't need to know that. It's none of their business. But ask them, tell them that you need to talk. I'm sure that they have a psychologist or a psychiatrist on staff. And tell them you just need a consult. You need to go and talk with them. Or go find
the
place.
The one I work with is personally owned, and these people are very hateful people to work for. They wouldn't care.
I believe you. Well, so is there a therapist on staff there?
No.
Not at all?
They just assume fire you is to look at you.
Well, then don't go talk to them. But
I can't talk to them.
No, I hear. But do
hateful
look.
Hateful people to work for.
All right, I got it. But all right, so number one, IRS. I want you to make an appointment today or tomorrow for next week. All right.
Okay.
Number two, I want you to call up the Council on Aging. And I want you to talk with them about, tell them you're 55 years old, you're working, but you needed to see a therapist, or you need to talk about some health insurance.
Okay.
And you can also ask them whether or not, figure out what your income is and whether or not you're eligible for any kind of assistance. It may be that you can get some assistance on your phone bill or on food stamps or something, because you're not alone in all this. And you've been a upstanding tax-paying citizen for all these years, and the fact that you ran into hard times doesn't mean that the government or the country's going to abandon you. They're not. But you have to tell them that you need some help. Start with the IRS, because if you can get some of that off your back, you'll have a little breathing space. Then talk with the Council on Aging, because if they're not the people, they'll tell you who is. You may need to talk to the welfare department just to find out. Just tell them that, explain your situation, that you owe the government some money, and you got your house taken back, and you need to talk with a therapist. All right, you're smart and you're a survivor, Cookie. You're not giving up. You're not saying you know, I'm just going to go away. You're saying I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to pay the people the money that I owe them. It's just going to take me a little more time, and people are going to respond to that.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Julie, 855-993-7569. Kate, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm very well today, Kate. How are you doing?
I am good, thank you. And my call today is, it's a mother-in-law question.
Okay.
And I want to kind of know how I could talk to my husband without, offending him or offending her about her coming to stay with us until she finds an apartment. She has been out of the country for a couple months in their home country. They're from another country, and she's been there for a couple months, and she comes back at the end of March, and we need to help her find a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just worried that he doesn't have a time frame or like a plan. And I'm willing to help out as much as I can, but she stayed with us before, and it was like, she's very, very nice. She has no malicious intent at all, but I don't like her staying in my home,
which country is she from?
India.
Okay. So where she lived, you said she was visiting for a while in India, but so she's lived close to you before, or in the States, or where she lived before?
Yeah, before she lived about 15 minutes from us, and the place where she was living, it was a home that was owned by a family member, and they ended up selling the home.
Describe the place that she was living before, because that's presumably what we're going to try and replicate. Does she have any financial problems? Is rent going to be an issue for her?
It is, and that's another issue. She's not educated.
Okay.
So she works. She's worked in basically fast food.
How much rent can she afford a month, realistically?
Probably about $600 a month, and we're willing to subsidize her a couple hundred dollars a month.
Terrific. Do you work outside the home?
I do.
Terrific. All right. So have you started? So she wants what? She wants a condo. She wants, she doesn't need to own it. So she wants basically an apartment, right? Or does she want a single family home?
An apartment, but she will go wherever we can find her. She doesn't really have a preference.
Terrific. Terrific. I mean, is there anything that's going to make her life easier? Like, would she like a garden, or would she like walking to public transportation? I mean, if you were going to pick the perfect place, what aspects would it have?
Close to us, preferably walking distance to our home, and there are apartment buildings around. Or close to public, transportation.
Okay.
And, of course, a safe area, of course.
Okay. Have you started looking for options?
I have. Over the past couple months, I've really scoured the Internet and made actually some outreach calls to, some agencies. And, I've found some places with lower rent that we can, look into for her, and they're on, I've showed them to my husband so that he's on board as well. I guess where my concern is, he doesn't have an issue with her staying with us.
I know. Leave that aside temporarily. Okay. We need to look at three things here. Number one, getting her a place. Number two, what your objections are to her being there, and number three, then how you negotiate with your husband. But obviously, the way to make this the simplest, for her, for you, for your marriage, for your husband, for everybody, is to find her a place that she likes initially. So she only has to, she can come and spend the weekend with you guys or whatever, but you've got a place to move her into from the get-go. Easier for her, easier for you. And the fact that you're telling me that, that you know what she wants, that she's going to be quite content with any place, that she's not going to be picky about it. It's not, she's going to feel that, I wanted to be involved in this. So you've got, and the easiest situation is to have some place set up for her. Now, it doesn't have to be necessarily long term. It can be that she can try it for a month, and if she likes it, great, and if she doesn't. But that's the way to get around the other two areas, which are much more complicated. So let's stay on the easy one to begin with, or the obvious solution, which is the places that you found. Does he like them or not like them?
does. He's fine with them. The only kink kind of in that plan is when she gets back, she hasn't decided if she wants to stay at the job that she was at when she lived 15 minutes away from us, or if she would like to find a new job around here where we live.
It doesn't make any difference. You're saying that her priority is to be close to you anyway, so it doesn't make that's an irrelevancy. Because if she wanted to take a job in another state, then you get a short-term rental. But given the fact that the job that she's at is near you, presumably any other job that you get would be near you because her priority is to be within walking distance or public transportation of you. So the job doesn't make any difference because she'll do the same thing, that it's not going to make
her
any farther away. So take that off the table. It's irrelevant. Doesn't make any difference. Because the priority is to be public transportation or walking from you. So let's look at the places that you found that are within the budget that are close and are nice. Have you found more than one?
Yeah, I've found a handful, and I'm thinking then maybe we'll go and look at them before she gets here.
Good idea, but don't take them to all of them. Pick the ones you should go first. Look, men don't like this kind of stuff as well. They view it as shopping, and so most men, unless you got an unusual guy, don't like shopping. They like to go in, say yes, no, done. So if you're going to be wise, because you're the one with the objection, so be smart, do the busy work, do the icky stuff ahead of time. And then you can go in and say, honey, I've got two places to look at. Take him to the one you don't like as well first. Take him to the one you really like and you think he'll like second. Get a done deal. So you can get it. And what you can do is say, we can have it all set up for her. We can get some furniture. We can either rent that or we can buy it on approval, which I didn't even know you could do. The only reason I know that is I went and helped my mother buy all this great new furniture, got it delivered. She decided she didn't like it, and they gave her all of her money back. So what they did was they gave her all of my money back, but that was a different issue. Go about it wisely. All right, which is go. It sounds like you found a number of places. You have this is a great time to look for rentals because most places are not available. I mean, this is a terrible time of year to rent. The spring is when when there's a high demand and a high turnover. So now places you can find, you can probably get a great deal on. You can probably even get a month's rent free or whatever. And so you can go and sort of have it all set up. And if it needs a coat of paint, explain that you'll get it painted and that we can make it her favorite yellow color and look at this great kitchen and we can have it all set up for her when she gets here. Because then, not only are you not looking like a pain in the neck and an icky daughter-in-law, but you're looking like a hero. And everybody wins. I'm going to put you on hold because I know you want to go through the other two things about what if this doesn't work, but it should. And you should go into it with the idea that it will work. And don't worry, I'm going to tell you about 50 Shades of Grey, so stay tuned. Not necessarily in the next discussion with Kate, but at some point, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do today, which is today's Lincoln's birthday, which is my dad's birthday. And I was starting to say, you know, dad would have been 94 today, which is kind of a stupid thing to say, because anybody would be a year older than they were last year if they were. But he made it to within 3 weeks of his 91st birthday, so, which the oldest man in his lineage had lived to 63, I think. So he outlived any man that ever was in his lineage by 50%. So it's amazing. Anyway, we're talking with Kate, who has a mother-in-law issue. Not really a problem, but, well, and let's make it an issue. Her mother-in-law is out of the country. Is coming back the end of March. and needs a place to live because the place she was living before essentially got sold out from underneath her. And the good news is that Kate and her husband are willing to subsidize. How much are there, what are the rents on the places that you've looked at so far, Kate?
I think it's about $700-$800. You know, so
they're within the price range. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
And now what about furniture? Is she going to need, does she have furniture from another place that's in storage?
Yeah, thankfully she has everything she needs to go in the apartment.
See, because, look, if you and your husband in the next, I mean, basically, you really don't look for an apartment until about a month before you need it, although in this particular market, of course, you're almost to the 1st of March anyway. I mean, you're within a couple of weeks of it anyway. You could have everything moved in. You could have flowers. You could have a refrigerator stocked. I mean, this could really work beautifully. And that's how you're going to sell it to your husband once you figure out the two or three places. All right, but let's do the due diligence of, what if? So what are the things that make your mom living with, your mother-in-law living with you difficult, specifically?
We have different opinions about what a clean house is. Is one of the things.
She wants it cleaner than you do.
Other way around. She cooks a lot, which is great. I try and look at the positive that she cooks for us. I don't have to cook when she's here, so that's great. But she leaves. You know, she uses a dirty rag and doesn't, like, reuse the rag. She, doesn't clean the rag. She doesn't keep the area, like, organized like
Let me ask you a question. What's the longest period of time your mother-in-law's ever lived with you?
3 weeks.
Did you get sick at all during that 3 weeks?
Sick? Like,
Like stomach flu, like food poisoning, like...
No, my anxiety was through the roof. But
Well, maybe whatever the difference between your cleanliness and her cleanliness, if it doesn't make you sick physically, then maybe what you need to do is understand. Do you have kids?
No.
Okay, because one of the things you're going to understand when you have kids is whatever your level of cleanliness is. I mean, kids do things like eat their own poop. I mean, you know, which is certainly not recommended. But there's nothing like children to make you understand that whatever your view of cleanliness was, and it's not that you completely ignore normal hygiene, but maybe you need to view your mother-in-law as kind of practice for being a parent at some point, because you just can't do it. And you may
somebody
need to look,
said that to me. Somebody just said that to me when I told them that she was staying with us. They're like, oh, it's good practice. But I think the difference is, like, I feel if it was my own kid, I would be like, you know, please don't do this or please try.
Yeah, but Kate, what was the word that you used when you were talking about your mother-in-law's practices?
What was
the word? Pardon? Yeah. Do you remember the word you used?
No. What word did I use?
I said, did you get sick? And you said, no, I was just...
Oh, anxious.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There are so many things to be anxious about with a new baby that worrying about cleanliness is just going to send you over the top. You are going to be a mom who is never going to sleep, who is going to worry all the time, and not only are you going to worry all the time when the baby's little, you're going to worry during your pregnancy, you're going to worry when the kid goes to school. You're going to be tempted to do all sorts of things that make no sense because you're going to become germophobic. And you can't do that with a small kid. I mean, I wasn't really exaggerating when I say they eat their poop, and you don't, you know, encourage kids to eat their poop, and it isn't safe. But kids are, you know, they're little animals. I will tell you, at one point, I lived in a very old house when my daughter was very young, including a very old carpet. And, my mother was the world's worst housekeeper, so between your mother and your mother-in-law and you is probably the same difference between my mom and me, that I'm not a neat freak, but compared to my mother, I'm Martha Stewart. I mean, I just, my mom is, doesn't make it. So I'm, you know, but, so some guy was selling vacuum cleaners. And he came over. I don't know if you've ever had a door-to-door salesman. They still exist, believe it or not. Or at least they did. And he would take a coffee filter and he would put it over the vacuum cleaner. Then he would vacuum my rug and show me all the dirt that he picked up. Now, this is a rug that was probably 100 years old, and it wasn't really dirty. But there's dust, and there's this, and he got this out, and my daughter, I think, was asleep at the time, but there were toys all over the place, and he said, "Do you have children?" And I said, "No, I just like toys. Of course I have children." So he gets this out, and he said, "Would you let your daughter crawl around in this?" And I said, "No, I go out and vacuum the yard every day before she goes out." So the point being that at some point, what you do is you understand what is a genuine threat. And what you need to help your kid with and make sure you keep your kid away from. And what is not a genuine threat, and not only is it not a genuine threat, but your kid is never going to develop an immune system without some minor tolerance for the fact that 48% of all the DNA on subways is unidentifiable. Most people don't get sick. If your kid goes to school, they're going to be exposed to other kids who have illnesses. You don't want your kid to be a bubble baby, and you don't want your kid to grow up anxious because mom's anxious. So this may be, the universe may have put your mother-in-law in your path to make you more relaxed going forward, not only as a potential parent, but as somebody who lives in a world where we've been taught to fear all sorts of things that are really not fearful. People are scared of Ebola. In this country, Ebola is obviously not much of a threat. We fear all the wrong things. We feel there are now killer shrimp and killer bees and Ebola. And what kills more people worldwide every year is sunstroke. And yet we still can't get people to wear hats and wear sunblock. Actually, sunblock will not help for stroke, but for sunstroke. So we worry about all the wrong things. And what I would suggest, I would still think that the ultimate solution for you and your mother-in-law is to have a place that she can move into instantly, that's all set up for her, that she can come over for dinner. She will view you as a hero. You can have all of her stuff unpacked and set up and fresh flowers and fresh. You can buy her a new pair of some sheets for the bed, and you'll be great. Your husband will think you're wonderful. But if you can't, you need to relax about that issue, because it will not only make your mother-in-law very defensive, it's not a good strategy for you dealing with the world. And if at some point you decide to have kids, you will make yourself and your kids nuts.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how do you talk to your husband about this? Basically, you don't have to if we can get her a place to live. If you can't, then, I mean, the point is, sooner or later, you're going to have to get her a place to live. And the difference between doing it now or a month after she's been with you, if you can find places now, find places now. You don't have to worry about it. And I would just make that, I don't even think you have to make that argument to him. I think the argument, and that's in heavy italics, that you need to make to him is, let's find her a wonderful place. Let's have everything set up for her. So all she has to do is move in. We can find a place within walking distance, public transportation. She can take all the time to look for a job, because her house will already be set up. We'll have fresh flowers for her. We'll have her refrigerator stocked. She can eat meals over here if she wants to. We'll have the neighbors. We'll have a party for her so she can meet the neighbors. We'll have fresh flowers for her and buy her a new frying pan.
Yeah. It sounds like a plan.
Yeah. And you become a hero. And then what you need to do is decide that, what happens if I didn't put Clorox all over everything?
Right.
All right.
Right. Makes
it's
sense.
Okay. You know, and understand, those people are washing all their hands all the time with the hand sanitizers are actually making themselves more prone to infection than less. Because what happens is your skin, I mean, look, you're around a lot of people, you wash your hands, right? You wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. But basically, you wash your hands at a reasonable number of times, and then quite often what people put on their hands right after they put on sanitizer or soap and water works much better than sanitizer, because sanitizer has alcohol in it, which dries out your skin. If they put cream on it, which is a great bacteria mode, a great medium for bacteria. So, listen, find your mother-in-law place. Then you don't have to explain it to your husband. You become a hero, and you can relax a little bit about the rags around the house. You can buy her some new ones. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. And yes, I did go see 50 Shades. And yes, I'm going to review it for you. But I think I'm going to do it next hour. Because I don't want to do it really at the end of the hour. I'll probably do it next hour. And also Kingsman. I could do that as well. But that's not the one that everybody wants to know about. And when I went in last night to the screening, I said, you guys should be giving me a percentage, because for all these parents who are calling and saying, I don't want my kid to see it, that I'm saying go see it with them, because they're going to see it anyway. So you might at least talk with them about it. Okay, so some interesting stuff in the news today. The day in history is not very interesting, so I think, you know, if it's really silly, we're going to sort of just ignore it. There we go. Let's see. Carl Icahn thinks that Apple is worth $1 trillion rather than $700 billion. Yesterday, it became the first American company to be worth $700 billion, and Carl Icahn is saying it's worth more than that. How do you even think about a trillion? There are countries that aren't worth that much.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost unthinkable.
It really is. Just, and three people, speaking of, three people won the lottery yesterday. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Yeah,
no.
They did. Okay. None of them was me. I forgot to buy a ticket. Did you buy a ticket?
I didn't.
The two of us, we didn't win.
You probably should have. It might have been at least.
A lot of money. This is a nice article. This is certainly something completely appropriate for Valentine's Day, which is, here's the headline. You're going to die. Nice. First, choose someone to manage your Facebook profile. I got to tell you, of all the things I worry about, listen, I'm dead. Although I should tell you, maybe I shouldn't tell you this. One of my producers said he was going to make a deal with my daughter if I died, which I don't know if they were going to kill me. I don't know if it's going to be natural causes or just, you know, that they just got tired of me. That they figured they had enough program for me that they could continue it for years and split the profits.
Hmm.
I don't want to give you ideas, but so the Facebook, I mean, I guess Facebook it will be my immortality. You know, actually, when I published my first book, my editor said, "You're now immortal," which I thought was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Until your book goes out of print, I suppose.
Makes sense.
Apparently, before when you shuffled off to the big internet in the sky, your friends could notify Facebook to lock your profile into a memorial page.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I did not either. Huh. But if you set a legacy contact, that person can pin an announcement to the top of your profile to provide details for memorial services, approve friends' requests, and change their profile and cover photo.
Hmm.
If you want to take it with you, it turns out there is a lot you cannot take with you, but your Facebook profile you can. You can tell Facebook to permanently delete your profile when you go to the big social network in the sky.
Hmm.
There you go.
A lot of
the company's
options.
Community operations team that responds to people's requests to memorialize profiles heard a number of poignant stories of what a legacy contact needs to do. I mean, I've had two Facebook pages, and somebody hacked the first one and was sending kind of obscene messages out, so I had to disable it. And you can't sort of, I didn't want to sort of have a reference to the new one because then the hacker can get to it.
Right.
And I tried to get a hold of somebody at Facebook. So the idea that they have a community operations team, good luck. I mean, I think you could die waiting. I've never known how to get in touch with Facebook. Have you?
No, I've never even thought about it because I know it would be a complicated deal.
They have a website that's called Facebook.com. Good luck. I don't know how these people got through it. Maybe they're just, maybe when you die you have additional access or something. Yeah. One mother wrote in saying her late daughter's last profile photo was a cute fish and she wanted to change it to something more appropriate. Another said their deceased child's cousins wanted to add her as a friend after she died. To make sure no one thinks you're still alive, memorialized profiles now show the label Remembering above your name.
Hmm.
You can select your legacy contact by going to Settings, Security, Legacy Contact. And you can modify a pre-filled message to the person telling them that you've written them into your digital will. You can select whether your legacy contact is allowed to download a file of all your shared content, like status updates and photos. So not only power of attorney over everything, but also your Facebook page. They can't see your messages. They decided that this was the best move to respect the privacy of other people involved in the message threads.
Okay. Good.
looking through old messages without context could be confusing. Nothing. It could be compromising. Legacy context also can't post on behalf of the dead, other than the pinned announcement, or delete content from profiles. This way, legacy context don't feel obligated to clean up a person's profile. Would we be accidentally adding more emotional and cognitive load onto people by giving them curation responsibilities? Life begins at conception. We're expecting your parents' post. You don't have fingers, but you're already accruing likes. A shared sonogram means hundreds have seen you before you've even opened your eyes. You have a Facebook presence despite lacking a physical one. And when you grow old, your family will ask their friends to keep you in their prayers. When you pass, you don't disappear. Your profile will become a memorial page, a shrine to the moments of your life that you converted from atoms to bits. Once again, you will have Facebook presence without a physical one. I find that creepy.
Really?
Do you? There's something that is really uncomfortable for me about that. But as you know, I am not much of a fan of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea of publishing a sonogram. I mean, I have enough trouble with baby pictures sort of floating around.
Yeah.
And the reason they float around is because my brothers and sisters all use my baby photo. Because my parents, you know, with the first kid, you get pictures every 3 seconds.
Right.
By the time my brother was born, and this is a true story, they literally had not taken the cellophane off his baby book. So I don't know. That's not how I want to achieve immortality, I don't think, is on my Facebook page. I remember, and this was well before Facebook, obviously, maybe 20 years ago, some distraught woman wrote in because her husband had just died, and she wrote it into Dear Abby and said that she had to go through his office, you know, his drawers and his desk, and found all the... It turns out he'd been having an affair for all these years.
Wow.
And she found it out. And so her message to Dear Abby was, don't keep those photos around. And maybe the affair had been over, but she didn't know. So she had all these questions, and there was no one to answer them anymore because he'd gone. He'd passed.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Facebook... I don't know. That seems to be even more potentially compromising, although your contact can't read it, but still it exists, which means presumably somebody else can track into it.
Yeah.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive
will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.